Well, here there have been calls for financial supports for landowners and farmers who face thousands of euro in bills to remove dying roadside ash trees from their land. The trees are infected with ash dieback disease, which is expected to kill up to 90% of them, leaving them in danger of collapse. Well, under the law, landowners are liable for damage caused by their trees, and our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Joe McGreely has been telling us more.
Yes, Christopher, ash dieback was detected in Ireland in late 2012, having arrived here in imported saplings from the continent probably a couple of years earlier, but it could not be stopped from spreading at that point. It infects ash trees, it causes the loss of leaves and the crown of the trees, and over time, branch by branch, the trees die away. And the problem is that Ireland's rural road network has tens of thousands of ash trees growing alongside it, and there is a danger that dying trees could shed branches or even substantially collapse, which is obviously a danger to the public, but also a problem for the landowners, because as you said there, they are ultimately liable if trees fall from their property and cause damage. So the matter has been raised by councillors at various different local authorities in the last while, including by independent Galway County Councillor Geraldine Donoghue, who wants financial help for people to remove these trees.
So all I'm asking is the Minister for McConnellogue to help the local authorities, to help the homeowners, landowners, to fund that, because it is an enormous cost. Remember, this came into the country approximately 2009 with imported trees, so the responsibility really is with the department, in my opinion, because it's going to be a huge cost for landowners to remove them. We've got some ESB pole, telephone pole wires. It's an enormous task to take down a tree, and we know the hazards that that brings. And also, in some cases, you may have to close a road, depending on how big a tree is.
Joe, ash dieback now in all parts of the country. If a landowner can't cut the tree themselves, what sort of costs are they looking at?
Well, if you get the professional tree surgeons, it ranges from the high hundreds for a straightforward ash tree to multiple thousands of euro if you have two or three large ash trees growing on your road frontage. I mean, landowners might be able to deal with small trees, but larger trees, 40, 50, 60 foot tall, will need experts to cut them down, especially with the complications of road traffic and the presence of any type of wires as well. Now, some tree surgeons are dealing with a lot of infected ash trees at the moment. As Shane Murray, a tree surgeon with his own company in County Meath, told me.
It's become very prominent in the past 2 years, and it's really taken a hold now this year. They're dying, and a lot of them are dead, you know. As of late, we've been doing an awful lot of ash trees. As you see up and down the road here in particular, we're taking them out in blocks. It's a danger to the public, basically, and the farmer and the landowner is liable these days. So it's something that needs to be done, you know.
And Joe, have there been cases where landowners have actually found themselves liable either for injuries or property damage resulting from trees with this disease on their property?
Not specifically with this disease that I know of, but there certainly have been a number of such cases in the past where landowners were found liable, Christopher. There was one particular case back in 2015 where a 3 million euro award was made to a student in County Wicklow after he suffered severe injuries when, in that case, a tree fell on his car as he was driving home from college one night, and ultimately that went to the High Court and a very hefty award was made against the landowner and the local authority in that case.
Farmers, of course, would, you'd imagine, own most of the land that fronts onto roads. What are they saying?
Yes, the IFA is calling for a financial assistance package as well from the Department of Agriculture. They say at the end of the day, it was a failure by the authorities to keep ash dieback out of Ireland that has led to this predicament that they are in. And so they should not have to foot the bill. Here's Jason Fleming, the forestry chairman with the Irish Farmers Association.
This disease came into this country in no fault of the farmer's own. Now it's after spreading from the plantations out to the roadside trees. And all we're calling for here is a proper package here, support package, to support farmers the way that we can take down these trees safely. And especially, we don't want to be going into, we need this yesterday, not tomorrow. We don't want to be going into the winter time again now with bad weather and these trees coming down onto roads. And like I say, what's it going to take? More casualties before the ministers step up to the mark. And I'm calling on all ministers, all TDs and all county councillors.
And Christopher, I contacted the Department of Agriculture on this matter to see if any consideration has been given to some sort of a grant scheme to help with the removal of these trees. The response that came back is that currently there are no plans to put a specific grant aid scheme in place.
And that was our agriculture correspondent, Joe McGreely, reporting.